Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. We were going to have our nickname detective segment, but when you can get the rat czar of Charlestown on the phone
you
in the middle of a breaking
all
news story,
yes,
right, you switch up what you had planned for the show. Now joining us on the hotline is the rat czar of Charlestown. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
A.K.A. my wife, Lana.
She's hardcore.
So we just heard a story in the news where the city council is now very concerned about all of the rats in Boston.
As they should be.
And this came up last year, and it seemed like nobody on the city council thought it was a big deal, so it just got kind of swept under the rug. And now this year, it's back in front of everybody, and it seems now everybody's in. And Lana has been leading this mission for a while now. And she has literally been named a rat czar for Charlestown.
Okay, when you say literally been named, by whom? You?
No.
Me.
Okay.
And I will say, I think I am going to get that official appointment because I'm going to be leading a workshop on August the 25th at the Sprouts Garden in Charlestown. So I think that I'm going to get my official name then. So, yeah.
Maybe something embroidered on a hat by Boston Bell.
So what is your plan to stop the scourge of rats?
Well, I have to work with my board members. I'm not on the board, but I'm being asked to help do this. I've started to put together a little bit of a presentation, and I've been doing a little bit of research because one of the concerns is that it's you don't want to get, for me, like I have an animal and other animals, so poison is typically like I want to steer away from that.
And 100%.
And where I'm at in a garden. So I'm still doing, actually, I'm still doing research, and I've been putting some things together, and it wasn't really I don't think that it was as much of a concern last year, but I pulled like a guerrilla gardener move and I put in a critter cam, and
Lana has a garden plot in this public garden space, you know, in this, like, we don't have a backyard or anything.
Yeah. So no, I get it.
So they have plots of land that they use for gardening, and Lana was concerned about what was going on there. So she had me buy her a critter cam. And we set it up in our public car.
Well, I told you all guys should have gotten one of those when people are stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You did. And that's when I got it. And I never put it in. But I put it in when I saw a rat. So turns out the rats are thieving more than people, I think. So it's not, it just was really alarming and actually kind of disgusting. But we live in the city and I don't want to say there's not much you can do about it, but there is stuff you can do about it. But you just have to be like aware that it is a problem and that it's a health concern, not just for people, but also like your animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Cisco is vaccinated. I'm not sure what the vaccination is called. I'm really not. Maybe you should have had a real rat czar on the show, but But Cisco is vaccinated for that, you know.
Of course.
A few weeks ago, disgusting as it may be, I think you guys had me on the show when Cisco ate roadkill, and it was a concern even after that. Like, what if your animal eats a rat that has eaten poison? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
totally.
All of these things. And so, like for me, for the garden, it's just about being aware of cleaning out your like old vegetables or your rotting vegetables, where you're disposing of them, and how we're going to get the rat situation under control. I mean, I don't want to do the poison route, but I mean, I do want to get rid of these jokers.
Well, they have lots of traps that you can use, and some are sort of ethical that they can get in there and then you can take the trap somewhere else and let them free, and some are not. And as the person who's killed more mice than anyone of the three of us at my own home, I would highly recommend 10 out of 10 the Tomcat traps. They make rat traps too. They're very quick, as humane as you could possibly be, and the only thing you have to do is pick it up and throw it away. I know, but honestly, after a while, Lana, and I hate to say this, you get a little numb to it because
they're
not helping.
Yeah, Yeah. I'd rather be rid of them than having them.
Sorry. I had a spatula down in the basement that I would use for that. So I could pick it up and then take it out to the garbage can because they were always in the basement.
No, listen, I levitated off the ground in the garden last year when I saw the first one. I'm not trying to say I'm like, woo, rats are, but I literally levitated. But it's just gross. I can't.
It sounds like we have found the assistant to the rat czar for Charlestown, Kennedy. If you want to be the assistant. To the assistant.
I'm happy to be helpful.
Sounds like you have a lot of experience.
I was very much an expert when it comes to it.
All right.
I will be giving a presentation on August the 25th, probably starting at 6 p.m. in the Charlestown Sprouts Garden.
All right. There she is.
And I will promise to have my stuff together by then.
The Rat Czar of Charlestown. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Is it okay that I say I love you to the Rat Czar of Charlestown?
Only if you want eye rolls.
Yes. My wife planted there. All right. Now people are starting to call and text, apparently, with thoughts on how Lana can handle this issue.
Yes, Steve the Scientist, you text in. Will you call in? Because I'm not going to try and pretend like I know what you're talking about.
617-655-1234 if you want to help out the Rat Czar there. 617-655-1234.
Big Tony, talking to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.